just learned the sukkah that converged three ideas. Hoylech kischi, hoylech lav kischi, divrei shchid merak, kichsurim v'chemsurim dami, mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames, or you don't say mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames, and then for good measure, we even threw in, what do you do when you have a sofik moment? Is yachloiku adif or a shud adif? So we just learned kol ha'tayra kula regalachas. But the bottom line is, there's a lot going on here, but I think it's kedai to mention one taisvis, and v'tein l'chachem yech kemoid in the braid bites. But the har is, it's taisvis kasha on daf yugimel amir aleph, here in Masechtas Gittin. It's also taisvis kasha in Masechtas Ksubas daf ayin amir aleph. Taisvis says, I don't understand why we have two independent ideas that to me sound the same. On the one hand, mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames, and on the other hand, divrei shchiv mera kichsuvim v'chimsurim dami. Frank taisvis, aren't they the same? Isn't divrei shchiv mera kichsurim v'chimsurim dami and mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames one and the same? Now, to be clear, the halacha of divrei shchiv mera kichsurim v'chimsurim dami is only nogeya shchiv mera. It's nogeya a man who's very, 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 very ill. Mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames is true even for a bari. A gesunte mensch says something, then all of a sudden, boom, he died. Still, mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames. The kasha is that if I know mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames, and that's true, cipher a bari and cipher a shchiv mera, why then do I need a halacha of divrei shchiv mera kichsuvim v'chimsurim bami? If I know mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames, that in and of itself should be enough. And the kasha really a little bit jumps out of our sugya, because we saw in our sugya that if somebody tells a shliach hoylich mano l'ploini, and then the person that he was supposed to bring the mano to died, or the mishaleach died, what exactly he's supposed to do with this mana is really going to be governed by either mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames or divrei shchiv mera kichsurim v'chimsurim dami. And it sounds like they're governed in the same way. Meaning, if divrei shchiv mera kichsurim v'chimsurim dami, then you have no choice. You have to do what the shchiv mera said. And if mitzvah l'kayim is divrei ames, again, you have no choice. You have to do what the mishaleach said. Right, and both halachas, the way they played themselves out in the discussion of this long brisa, was that if divrei shchiv mera kichsurim v'chimsurim dami, okay, hoylich mano l'ploini, give it to Levi, or give it to his yarshim. If mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames, okay, give it to Levi, or give it to his yarshim. They seem to have played themselves out a shtickle the same way, as far as nafkimina's lalocha go. So the bottom line is, for Tosis, once I already know mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames, why do I need this new idea of divrei shchiv mera kichsurim v'chimsurim dami? And because of this kasha, Tosis is a very big chiddush. Tosis says that the whole idea of mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames is really only negeya very, very specific cases. It's not true in all cases. It's negeya where you are mashalish something in somebody else's rishos. It could be it's only negeya something that you can give over b'yerusha. Tosfos, not for now. That's what the raid bites for. But there's very, very specific applications of where you say mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames. And that's why, even though it's true, there is a halacha of mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames, but on top of that, benoisif to that, that we still needed the halacha of divrei shchiv mera kichsurim v'chimsurim dami. One of the points that the Lamdim discussed, Rabbi Chanan asks his kasha in Kovet Shurim and Masechtas Ksubas, and that sugya in Ksubas Dafayin, is that if you would ask me, said Rabbi Chanan, I would say that the two sugyas are completely unrelated, even though they sound the same, and it could be they would result in comparable nafkaminas halacha, but at the end of the day, if you think about it a little bit, they're not the same. Mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames means that if a mace said something, you have an obligation to fulfill his dying wishes. Just like there's a mitzvah of kibud avim, you're supposed to listen to something that your parents tell you to do, and there's a mitzvah to listen to different levels of authority. Mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames. There's an inyan, you should fulfill what the mace said you're supposed to do. Divrei shchiv mera chazal said is kichsuvim v'chimsurim dan, which means that when a shliach or when a shchiv mera says something, it's as if it happened. It's already chal. Hoylech mano l'ploini. On the divrei shchiv mera kichsurim v'chimsurim dami, we assume ploini was zoich in it already. It's his. Zoch lad m'shloi b'fanav. You don't need any ksiva v'mesira. Just simply saying those words. The halach is we assume that that person has a full schus in it. I don't need kinyanim. You don't need kinyanim. Mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames. There's no chetz of a kinyan. It doesn't trade hands. The title doesn't shift. Right now, we have a responsibility to do what this Mishalech said and what this May said should be done. But nothing was actually chal from a Choshen Mishpat perspective. It sounds like from Tosfos that Tosfos El Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei HaMeis, not only is it just like an abstract mitzvah, follow what he said should happen, but it sounds like something's chal. Because if nothing is chal, what's for Tosfos? So this is a big mocharai if we were learning this B'iyun, just Pasha Pshat. This is a Tosfos in two places in Shas, which L'Chayr at first glance require beer. Tosfos didn't see any chiluk between mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames and divrei shchimra kichsum v'chemsurim dami. L'chayr, every Talmud in yeshiva would tell you there's such a pasha to obvious nafgamina. So Tosfos didn't make a mistake. So you have to learn up Tosfos. And either Tosfos is saying a chiddush in mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames, or Tosfos is saying a chiddush in divrei shchimra kichsum v'chemsurim dami. But if Tosfos put them the same and put them together, obviously this Tosfos requires a little bit of beer, ayin shom. Where we've discussed this a lot, again, this is just a preview to the raid bite, where we've discussed this a lot is b'negei tzavos. So if somebody writes a tzava, and in the tzava, he instructs his family, I want you to do this, I want you to do that. Does the family have to listen, or does the family not have to listen? Right? A tzava is a big deal. But the question is, are you obligated to listen? So at first glance, you would say, what do you mean? Mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames. And we just had the Gemara, the last line of hamei v'get. V'kayim alon mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames. It's the halacha. We paskin mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames. So if there's a halacha, the mitzvah is l'kayim divrei hames. L'chayr, at first glance, you would say that for sure there's an obligation to listen to what it is that the mei said. Stating that, Tosfos was already megalotos, that mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames is very, very limited in scope. It's extremely limited. That's why Chazal needed a new takon of Divrei Shchimra Kichsum and Chimsurim Dan. But Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Hames is only Negeya Momenis de Gezachin, and even then it's only Negeya, something that you can give over B'Yerusha, or something that you amashlish in somebody's Rishos. So if this person's holding your thing and he tells you to do something with it, so that's when you have the Halacha Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Hames. And by the way, that Chiddush of Tosfos brought down in Shulchan Aruch and Chayshu Mishpat. So it's even brought down the halacha, that Indian of Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Hames, the way Tosfos understood it. And based on that, L'chura, what would emerge is that there should be no Indian of Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Hames. Stating that there's one place in halacha where you do find Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Hames. It's brought down in one place in Shulchan Aruch. Meaning, the pashtus is there's no such thing as Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Hames outside of Tosfos' very, very narrow definition of it. But the one place it is brought down is if somebody instructed before he died, he said, Al tisbiduni, I don't want you to be maspid me. And if somebody would say, I don't want you to be maspid me, so the halacha in Shulchan Aruch is shoyimin loy, and the Sma says that the reason is because mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames. V'kama kulmas in nishtabru to be miyashid the Sma. All of a sudden, mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames, when the Shulchan Aruch brings the ikar halacha mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames, he brings it the way Tosfos brought it. And that is, it has very, very narrow implications. And now all of a sudden, when a person's dying and he says, Al tisbiduni mitamo, suddenly we have to pull out this halacha mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames, I thought it's only negay in very, very specific instances. So this is a very, very big kasha. But just to digress for a moment and just to be mavchin between the end of the first parak and the beginning of the second parak is we've spoken a lot over the years about different Gedolei Yisrael who had wrote in their tzava, Al tisbiduni, they didn't want a hesped. And because they wrote in the tzava, don't be maspid, there was a big shiloh, because it brought down a Shulchan Aruch that if someone says Al tisbiduni, you're supposed to listen. In fact, mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames, and befrad Odom Gadol, where there's mitzvahs l'shmaya divrei chachamim, and there's other factors that you would think that you're supposed to listen to the Odom Gadol. So if an Odom Gadol says Al tisbiduni, what are you supposed to do? So there was a precedent that was set. This is something that repeated itself many, many times throughout history. But there was a precedent that was set, and it was set by the Noida B'Yehuda. The Noida B'Yehuda was maspid the Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua had written in his Sava that I don't want any hespedim. Miroi van v'sunusa, he said, don't be maspid me. And the Noida B'Yehuda said a chiddush, the Noida B'Yehuda was maspid him. And the chiddush that the Noida B'Yehuda said was based on a gemara in Masechet Sanhedrin daf Samaches Amud Aleph. The gemara over there talks about when Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol was nifter. And Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol's Talmud Muvik, Rabbi Akiva, the gemara says he started scraping himself. He was being mesaret, his basar, until he started bleeding. And Tosfos asks Akasha, it's a pasuk in the Torah. It's mamash to loisa say in the Torah. This is something the pagans used to do. And it says, you're not allowed to do this. So how is Rabbi Akiva able to do it? And Tosfos says a very big chiddush that Rabbi Akiva wasn't harming himself because of the pain that he felt over the loss of his loved one, over the loss of his Rebbe, Rebbe Eliezer. He was doing it over the loss of the Torah, because to his Torah that was lost. So, Mashal Adav Adoymer, if somebody would suffer Nebuch some terrible loss, he would lose a lot of money, and he's in so much pain, and he would decide that he wants to be Messiah in his guf. I hear it. Doesn't sound like maybe, but Lamais, it's not allowed in the Torah. It says in the Torah, La Nefesh, you're not allowed to do it if a person dies. But otherwise, there's no Lois Sase. And said Tosfos that Rabbi Akiva wasn't doing it over the Ptira of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Akiva was doing it over the loss of the Torah. The Gemara says, and then the Masechta Soita and the Mishnah and the Braisa that talks about Mishameis, Rabbi Eliezer, Nigna Sefer Torah. A Sefer Torah was Nignas. And Rabbi Akiva, because of this great Sefer Torah that was just buried and was lost, it was for that he was beside. So the Rebbe said an unbelievable Chiddush. He said, it comes out that when a God Ladar passes away, there's two things that happen. So dot Tzvei Dinim. So dot the Gavra, the Mensch. We don't have the Mensch anymore. But then there's also the Torah. There's the Sefer Torah that's being Nignas. That's another Nakuda. So said the Noida Behuda, the Pnei Yeshua wrote in his Hesped, don't be maspid me. He's a Baal Bas. On the Gavra, the Pnei Yeshua, he could be Moichel Al Kvoidai, Mitzvah Lekayim Divrei Ames, Mitzvah Lashmai Divrei Chacham. We have no right to be maspid the Mensch, the Pnei Yeshua. But he said there was so much Torah that was Nignas when the Pnei Yeshua passed away. So he said, how could we not get up and mourn the Torah? And that's something we need to do. And that's why the Noid Bidu said on that the Pnei Yeshua wasn't a Baal Bas. That's our tsar, it's our pain, and I'm going to be maspinim based on Nigna Sefer Torah. And this set a precedent. The Peschei Tshuva brings it, and it would repeat itself many, many times with different Gedolei Yisrael throughout the generations, different Anovim that wrote in their Tzava, Altis Beduni, and this is something that would play itself out. It's interesting that the Makar, how do we know about this? How do we know about this, Noida B'Yehuda? Meaning, what's the Messiah? The Messiah that we have is, and this is what the Peschei Tshuva quotes, and really all the poskim that quoted this, they all had the same source. It came from Rabbi Elazar Fleckless. It came from a tshuva in Tshuva Me'ahava, where Rabbi Elazar Fleckless writes as follows. He said, Shamati miyedidi harav ma'ir ha'goyla ha'choref ha'mefursim rableib v'shalas neiro yor. He was alive at the time. Shirah ben Kisvei Kodesh me'aviv. He saw amongst the ksavim of his father, Meiri v'rabi ha'goyim, Rameir v'shalas, Eichet Tzadok l'vracha, Shekosef sheshama me'irenu harav ha'goyim, the Noida B'Yehuda, Kishehispid Alagoy, Rashkabag, Bal Pnei Yeshua, etc., etc. So he said that he saw this in the Ksavim of, it came from the Ksavim of Mefshas. That's where this came from. And through Rabbi Elazar Fleckless, that's how we know this idea. Now, if you look at the Rabbi Elazar Fleckless, he spoke about this in a few different places. One of the places he spoke about this was after Rabbi Leib Fischelis, his Chaver, had passed away. So it seems that Rabbi Leib Fischelis also wrote in his Tzava, he said, Altis Beduni. He said, don't be mas with me. He said, don't be mas with me. Now, it turns out Rabbi Leib Fischelis was Nifton Chol HaMoed. So Rabbi Elazar Fleckless sat down to write, which is interesting. He writes that, I'm sitting down to write in Chol HaMoed. But Al Kaponim, he sat down to write the Divrei Hesped, and he said, there's really two reasons I shouldn't be Maspid. He says, number one, it's Chol HaMoed. It's Moed. You can't say Hesped and Moed. He said, number two, he said, he wrote specifically, that my Chaber, Al Fispiduni, as brought down in Shulchan Aruch, that this is the one exception to the rule where we do say Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Ames, and we don't conform with Tosfos' narrow definition of what Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Ames is. But he said as follows. He brought what the Rebbe said, the Noida B'Yehuda, but he said, I'm not so maskim to the Noida B'Yehuda. It's interesting, he was chaylik. So even though this whole Noida B'Yehuda comes from Rabbi Elazar Fleckless, in that tshuva, he says, I was chaylik with him. But he said, I was maskim anyways. And I'm going to be maspid him anyways. And he had a meir de gechap. This is what he said. He said that Rabbi Leib Fischelis, his father, was Rameh Fischelis. We're stuck about Kant and Prague now. It was Rameh Fischelis. He says Rameh Fischelis was a guy in Oilam. He was meiri v'rabi. He said when he was nifta, we were maspid him. But he says, although we were all maspid him, he says, b'chdi softu safandaya. He says, it was all mzist. That's a play. It's beautiful poetry. It's a play on what the Gemara says. Yaakov Avinu loy meis v'chi b'chdis. After what, they were masped him for nothing. He says, it was for nothing. He says, the reason is because Chazal say that if somebody passes away and he's iniach ben kamoisai, he leaves a son that's on his level, he's still alive. That's why he doesn't say vayomas, it says vayigva, because he's still alive. So that means that when we were masped Rameh Fischelis, really, we were, it wasn't a hesped. He was alive. He was chai v'kayam, because he left over Azaz's son. A son like Rabbi Leib Fischelis, Chaveri V'Yedidi. He says, but now the Rabbi Leib Fischelis was Nifter. So it comes out, Rameh Fischelis was Nifter. Because now all of a sudden he doesn't have a Ben Kamoisi anymore. So he says, I'm going to be Maspid, his father. That's why I'm going to be Maspid. Now I'm going to talk about the son, because Lamais, it's a chshivus that Rav Meir Fischelis had such a son, but I'm not being masked by Rav Leib Fischelis. So Rav Leib Fischelis has the ability to be moichel al kvaydai, and he could say, "Don't be. I'm not being masked with you. I'm being masked with that your father had such a moiridig son." He says, why am I being masked with him now? Because he was just nifter too. What do you mean? He was nifter years ago. He says, no, he wasn't really nifter because he was in Yech Ben Kamaisai. But al kaponim, this is what was going on over here. I saw in a tshuva somewhere, Rabbi Vadia, he brings, in Yabi Omer, so he brings this tshuva me'ahava, and he says, the Rabbi Loza Fleckless Hischakim, that's the lashon that he uses. He came up with a good kinech. He had a good chap, Hischakim. Rabbi Vadia was a shtickle bal kishon, and he had anna from the kitchen of Rabbi Loza Fleckless. He said Hischakim that he came up with something clever, how he figured out to be masped as chaver of Leib Fischelis, even though he had told him not to be masped him, and even though ironically he is the marid shmeita of this chiddush of the night of Yehuda, but lemaisin he was chaylik. I just thought that. We just recently spoke about Rabbi Loza Fleckless' hesped that he gave on the Noid of Yehuda. So I went through it again, just to be medayik, L'shoinei Hazav. So he said, one of the things was that the Mishnah says, Mishameis Rebbe, Batla Anava. So Rabbi Loza Fleckless said, a drush, he said that Rebbe talked to his Talmidim, and he said, you should be maspin me. He said, just don't do it more than you were maspin Moshe Rabbeinu, right? But you should be maspin me. So he said, Mishameis Rebbe. Rebbe was a great honor. But Mishameis Rebbe, Batla Anava. His Anava was only as long as he was alive. At that point already, he wasn't suggesting any Anava. Fakari, he said, be maspin me. He said, but the Rebbe is giving Gresif in Rebbe. Because the Rebbe, referring to the night of Yehuda, he said that he wanted even La'acha P'tirosoi. Even La'acha P'tirosoi, there should be Anava. So he says as follows. Lo imatzinu midos Anava by Rebbe Ela Adyem Amavas. Kibam Mason Chavshi wasn't mechuyev to be an Anav anymore. Abelios Anav Gamach Hamoisoi Zel Lo Shamanu. Veitzel Rabbeinu Agadol. But when it comes to Rabbeinu Agadol, Noi Debi Huda Atamoitza Anvesenusa Gamach Hamoisoi. You find that he was an Anav even Ach Hamoisoi. Where do you see that? Tzivoi, because he instructed Shaloi Lahaspidoi, not to be masped him. Loi b'shem chassid v'loi b'shem tzadik. He said, don't be masped with the shem chassid shem tzadik. Tziva shloi lahavad al kivri matzeva zbinyan avonim. Make a very small matzeva. Rak matzeva achas bat shmoyna esrei zahuvim. And you shouldn't write any grosses shtvachim and toyerim on the matzeva. Rak harav ha-mufursim rabbi cheskel alevi ben. Pala mechab ha-sefer noida b'yehuda v'tzlach ha-bez nevram ha-kilosein. But the bottom line is, he said that, what was his tziva? His tziva was, don't call me a chassid and don't call me a tzadik. What's pashim shah? Pashim Shah, the Nebuda said it is, he said, Mitaycham the Sanusai. He was a great son of Filach HaMoisa, right? That was Rabbi Loza Fleckless' whole point. It wasn't Mishim Meis Anoy to be Uda Batla Anova. He kept his Anova even Lacham Yisasa. So it bothered me a little bit. So then why did the Nebuda only say, don't say Chassid and don't say Anov? L'chayra, he should have said, don't be masked with me. Right? Why did he only say, don't say Chassid and Tzadik? L'chayra should have said, better, don't be masked with me. I think it's Pashit. I think the Pshad is because the Nebuda Yehuda knew what the Olam was going to say. The Noid of Yehuda, you're saying don't be masked with me? You're saying don't be masked? You were masked with the Pnei Yeshua. And you were the one who was mechadish, this grace of Chiddush, that the God of Ador has no places. Now, the Noid of Yehuda was an honor, but at good fashtan, and he understood what the Olam in Prague was going to do. He understood, right? At the same time, I have won in this in the end. So what he did was, he said, you know what? I'm mitzvah shvach, and maybe I could get away with. So he said, don't say chassid and don't say tzaddik. And Emes says, again, it's 25 pages long, the hesped, but I'm pretty confident that Rabbi Loza Fleckless is not going to say the word chassid, he's not going to say the word tzaddik anywhere in the, I mean, he said it when he talked about the anov of the Noid of Yehuda, how he said he was such an anov, he said, don't say chassid, don't say tzaddik. But I don't think he would have been masped him and used the word chassid and tzaddik because for that, mechatesi. You're right, you want to tell me shtickle Torah, you have to be masped, but I think that's what's happening over here. I think the Noid of Yehuda was his chaking too, and he understood that the Oilon was going to be masped. He set the precedent, he's the one that laid down this law, and as a result, he said, okay, you know what? At least don't say chassid, don't say tzaddik. At least, at the very least, we'll leave it to Yashar. And like this, he was able to accomplish a little bit of the anava that he was trying to accomplish.